Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. Get driven. Stay driven.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network. Get driven. Stay driven.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's Mike Quinn, and this is Brocast. Today, we're going to be talking about how media, video games, parents, the internet, everything, how it all affects your daily life. So, that's it. So, why don't we introduce ourselves and say what we're all about? We're pretty much some teens looking at life through the eyes of teens, not adults. We're geared towards teens. We're going to talk about video games. We're going to talk about technology. We're going to pretty much talk about everything we like to. And we're also going to talk about today some new technology coming out, some new phones, rumors or fakes. We're going to talk about the iPhone 6. If it's a rumor or if it's fake, we don't know. We're also going to talk about Watch Dogs, a new video game coming out in March, highly anticipated by Ubisoft. We're also going to talk about chores and why we don't want to do them. And we're also going to talk about a life hack. We're going to talk about sports, and we're going to talk about some random news. So we're going to have a great show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings with top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lie. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Are you in the market for a quality used car? Have problems trusting fly-by-night used car dealerships? Check out Ken Nolan's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales. Ken has been in business for almost 30 years, selling cars not only to people all over the Philadelphia area, but now worldwide thanks to our website at www.plymouthmeetingautosales.com. At Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, we have cars for all size wallets, inexpensive cars under $3,000, to classic cars and even dump trucks. Stop on in. That's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, 1215 Ridge Pike, Conshohocken, PA, or call 610-828-4427.
It's time to get really, really real with the man, the brand, the artist, Philadelphia's own Realism. The first hip-hop artist to release an album exclusively on innovative USB wristbands. The future of music just got real. Visit 4realism.com, that's the number 4, and also look for Realism on Facebook and Twitter. And get really, really real, and then tell them how you feel.
Have you ever wanted to read a Hollywood biography that really goes deeper than just the headlines? A best-selling author has done exactly that. guests of Totally Driven Radio, author Sarab Dutt has written the best-selling biographies on Oscar-nominated actor Mickey Rourke, teen heartthrob and star of The Lost Boys, Corey Haim, and has been commissioned to write the biography on Batman Forever star Val Kilmer. Check out these books, as well as his novel, The Pugilist Son, whose proceeds are going to the Muhammad Ali Center. You can find these fine books on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Waterstones, and of course, on iTunes. Chrissy Biasello, the obnoxious personality from Season 4 of MasterChef, now has her own business called The Rotund Chef. You can hire Chrissy to be a private chef. She also does in-home cooking demonstrations one-on-one for you or for you and your friends. If that wasn't enough, she also does catering as well. You may love her or you may hate her, but you will definitely want to cook like her. The Rotund Chef. Look for The Rotund Chef on Facebook for more details. And don't forget to listen to her new show, Fork Off with Chrissy Biasello, every Monday night on the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? We are back with Brocast, and here's Jake.
Hello, everybody.
Yep, that's Jake Vance, my co-host. And, Jake, what do you have in store to talk about this today's show?
We have a lot in store today. First off, it's our first ever podcast. We have things such as gaming news, internet, the internet, the good and the bad, all that kind of stuff.
Yep, very true. So I have something to talk about, this rumor that I keep seeing everywhere I go to, like on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Vine. I don't care where I go. I always see this. The iPhone 6. I've been seeing it for a while now. I wonder, is this a rumor? Is it fake? I mean, it looks pretty fake. Why would Apple put any sides on their screen? It looks really yucky. The design looks like it was done pretty much by a two-year-old.
Yeah, I see stuff like that a lot, like Apple, all that junk. Like, because, you know, well, Apple, first off, releases a new thing every other 2 days. So it's not hard to capture some people that don't understand, like, how all that marketing works and make them think that, you know, new iPhone 6, it's not going to have any sides, stuff like that. It's most likely a rumor. I really don't believe it is true.
It's doubtful because last year after the 4S came out, it took a year for them to announce even the 5, and then it took maybe 3 to 4 months to announce the 5C and the 5S. So doubtful that they're already coming out with a 6. Possibly the photos were leaked and they're still working on it, but I highly doubt that the iPhone 6 is actually coming out anytime soon. And looks like the screen size has actually improved, as awful as it looks. It looks like it's like a bigger phone now. I think it resembles the Samsung Galaxy S3 to 4 type thing, you know?
I have the Samsung 3 Mini.
Yeah,
it looks, I think, even that's
bigger.
A bit big.
Yeah, it looks bigger. I don't know, though, because I like holding my phone with one hand to be able to multitask. I don't like really big phones because you have to use both hands. I have something other things to do except to go on my phone, and like if I'm trying to talk to someone, I don't want to have to put my whole palm on the stinking phone to be able to talk to someone.
Yeah.
It also doesn't look like it's that heavy. I actually don't like they're like featherweight. Like they'll drop in an instant, and because it looks like it was metal, but I highly doubt it. It was probably plastic. That will vibrate and it'll crack the screen easy. So I suggest getting a very big case to put on your iPhone 6 whenever it comes out. And the gold. Did you see the gold on the back of that?
I really doubt that.
Like, why would you do that on a phone?
Yeah.
Like, simple is key. Like, black, white, maybe blue for a phone. Like, the usual, and maybe even red. I had a red phone once. It was the best thing ever. I was 8. I was, like, the coolest kid ever because I had a red phone. But now I'm just like, I just looked really weird with my red phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of phones, I have the 5C. You know, I never had an iPhone before the 4, and I got the 4. I actually thought it was really good, easy to use, the settings. They go really deep into, like, 3 or 4 pages to each setting. You can change it however you want. It was a very customizable phone, except for the fact that you can't change fonts. The colors are the wallpapers that it comes with, like, the basic wallpapers. There's not a wide variety for you to choose from. And basically what Apple does, I think, is everything from, like, the iPod and the iPad, like, goes on to the iPhone, and it's just a smaller device. You could get an iPad and have the same type of thing with the iPhone or the iPod. It's the same thing, just bigger and smaller.
Yeah. I personally, the iPhone, I believe it's the easiest smartphone to use, but I...
Yeah.
Me, personally, I really like Androids. That's because, you know, I'm more of a techie guy. I like all that, like, weird stuff.
Yeah, they're highly customizable, and they're more for, and they're, like, a more intelligent phone.
Yeah, if you know a good deal about technology and how to, like, upkeep something, it could potentially be better than an iPhone, but if you're not that tech-savvy, it could potentially be worse than an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at a camera, underwater camera, ASIC, because I'm going on 2 trips this year. I'm going to Pittsburgh, I'm going to Disney World, possibly other places. Pittsburgh is for my school trip. I just want a camera to take pictures with all my school friends, and Disney World I'm going to during my birthday. And I want a good camera. The thing that I don't like about the iPhone is because it highly competes with cameras, and I feel like it's like losing my interest in even getting a camera because with the 8-megapixel camera that the iPhone has, it might be 8. It's probably better, but with the 8-megapixel camera it has, the camera I'm looking at is 10. Why can't I just use my iPhone and get a waterproof case? It's making me lose interest in other products, therefore making me not discover other products within the technology world. So you're absolutely right in the sense that the Android has a much more tech-savvy way of dealing with people. Yeah, so, the iPhone 6 doesn't really appeal to me. Maybe it will in the next year when I get older or if I see new phones changing like this. I finally found out today that pic leaked everywhere. It probably wasn't leaked. It was rumored, probably. It was like a flexible phone from Samsung. I was like, I want this so bad just so I can bend it. We actually have a live caller on the line. We're going to bring you in. Your final 4 digits are 1971, and you are on the line. How you doing?
We actually have a live caller on the line. We're going to bring you in. Your penis. Your final 4
Hello?
Digits are 1971, and you are
Hello?
On the line.
Hello?
Okay, that was a prank caller because I just heard a very vulgar word, and I'm going to delete you from our thing. That was not cool. Okay, so
right.
The next thing I want to talk about is this new video game that I'm looking at. And it's called Watch Dogs. It was it's like a hacking game, and I've been interested in hacking because it's an interest of mine, like getting the technology. But it seems a little bit one button based. If you watch the gameplay trailer, it looks like you press a button and it does everything for you, and it just cuts to a cutscene. I'm not sure if I like that. I like a complicated game because it's awesome, but still, the storyline and the protagonist looks really great. The protagonist looks like a total bad bleep.
Yeah. It was actually free on Xbox, I think, a little while ago. I don't know if it's still free, but, it was... A couple of my friends got it, and they said it was awesome.
Yeah. Watch Dogs looks really good to me because the graphics aren't as good as games should be at this time, I don't think. because I've seen videos on YouTube where graphic systems, like, it looks like a real person, but I haven't seen an actual video game with graphics like that yet. And it's just annoying because you're anticipating me so much, but where is the product?
Yeah. Playing a lot recently. I've tried and been getting the hang of it. Call of Duty Ghosts, dude, I'm not that into it. I mean, personally, I'm more of a Treyarch person instead of Infinity Ward. I've really been trying to get a hang of Call of Duty Ghosts. I just can't get a hang of it. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, the multiplayer is nowhere near as good as, like, maybe for 2 or 3, because that was, like, maybe the most game-changing game in the history of war games. I really enjoyed Modern Warfare 2 and Warfare 3 online multiplayer. Call of Duty Ghosts, it's just basic. You click a button and you're doing a party, and there's no customizable settings on it. It's automatic, and I don't have any time to customize my weapons class.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing it for a while now. I really want to be able to like the game, but, I mean, I just can't. I don't know why. It's usually with Call of Duty, I can just cling to a game. I can just cling to it. I can find a gun that I'm good at. I'm actually good with a lot of the guns on Black Ops, but, you know, on this one, I just can't find any gun that really works, and I just can't really play it.
I think the weapons class that you have to choose from is not very good. It seems like you're going to use the same weapon every time, because whatever weapon appeals to you is probably the best stinking weapon that you're ever going to see, because it appeals to you more than any other game. Another game that I'm anticipating, just like Watch Dogs by Ubisoft. I actually really love Ubisoft, going totally off topic. Ubisoft is really good. They create Far Cry 3, Assassin's Creed. Always create great games. A great game from Watch Dogs, and I'm definitely going to pre-order it just to get that done that you're going to get. And another game that is releasing in 2014 that looks really good that might appeal to most is Titanfall. It's a game called Titanfall. It looks really stinking good.
Oh, that game looks good.
It looks so robotic. It's kind of like Halo-esque, but better. It's like, you know, the movie Pacific Rim and mix Halo together? That's what Titanfall looks like it's going to be, and the graphics looked awesome.
Yeah, they look really good. With Ubisoft, have you played the Far Cry 3, the, like, kind of add-on Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
No, I've seen you play it, though, and it looks really good. The add-ons that it has, it's just outstanding what Ubisoft does with the add-ons, add-on after add-on, and some of the add-ons are even better than the original game itself.
I believe that Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is better than Far Cry 3 itself.
Yeah. Another new game coming out in 2014 I'm looking forward to is Destiny. This one is like Halo.
It's made by the people who made Halo.
Yeah.
Because they sold Halo to 343 Industries. Halo is no longer theirs.
Yes. Futuresque with the hold on. I think it's going to come out maybe this summer. But the other side, it's out in March. If it doesn't come out in March, it's probably of July. Keep hearing March. That's what I keep hearing for Watch Dogs. And I'm really excited. Yeah, I cannot wait for Watch Dogs.
Yeah. What's
one thing I noticed from the gameplay trailer is it's 40-minute gameplay. See, so the other jacket, it's football. I'm not sure if I like that. It's not how he moves, but I'll have to be the judge of that one. Actually get the game in my system. A game that you little children out there that are probably listening for. If you have a Wii U or a 3DS, there's a game called Super Smash Bros. That's coming out. And I see Mega Man and Mario fighting in this picture here. And
yeah.
This really caught my interest because of two epic games that changed the history of gaming in future. Probably my two favorite games from the past. I see them colliding, and that
have
just really catches my interest.
Haven't you ever seen the previous Super Smash Bros. Games? This is the fourth one that's coming out.
Yeah, but this one just looks better. Like, Mario actually looks like a human being. Not like a human being, but the graphics are better than in usual games, is what I'm pretty much trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another new game coming out in 2014 is a great game that I think is going to be amazing, probably the next Black Ops. It was an amazing game before. And I almost cried when I heard it because I played Metal Gear Solid 4, and I loved it. Now they're coming out with Metal Gear Solid 5. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited for Metal Gear Solid 5. Snake, I picture him looking like a human being and better graphics than ever, and I cannot wait to see him. I'm just like, I want to see Snake. Where's Snake?
You seem to be heavy on in like the graphics area. Like you really care about graphics. Personally, I really don't care about graphics at all.
Yeah, graphics are a big thing to me. I want my game to look realistic. If it looks like a video game, then it's a video game. And it doesn't catch my interest. I'm like, oh, it's just another video game. But if it looks so cool, I'm like, whoa, that actually looks like real life. Like when I'm playing Madden or Call of Duty or something, and like my grandma, she'll be like, is that real? Is that basketball game real? Is that football game real? Is that a first-person camera of the war right now? So that really, I really love that when I hear people say, is that real when I'm playing the video game? Because it just makes me feel that what we were trying to accomplish is accomplished.
Personally, I kind of like games that are more cartoonish, like Team Fortress 2 and such. They don't look realistic, but they look really good. And I think making your games less realistic actually, like, in some areas, could potentially make it better because you have a wider range of things that you can do, such as in TF2, Team Fortress 2, the soldier has a rocket launcher. And you can just shoot it at your feet to be blasted across the map. Like, in more realistic games, you can't do that. And that adds, like, a really cool element to the game. And I've spent a lot of time trying to learn how to rocket jump really nicely. And I've been doing pretty good with it. And also, there's some other people in that game. Like, you can be a scout, and you run, like, so fast that you kind of break physics. And you can double jump as well. And those kind of things really add an interesting element to, like, games that you don't really see anywhere else.
Cartoonish, it's better. Because you don't get that sense of wha-pow and, like, boom in the realistic video game. right, it's realistic. In the cartoon, there's more blood, there's more shit. It's something that you'll never see before, and I agree with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, I do like more realistic games. Can't really think of a really realistic game off of the top of my head right now. But
we'll be honest, no game is really realistic. Every game, this thing would never happen in real life. I'm just talking about it looks real. If it looks
game
real, I'm into it.
Game that's actually pretty darn realistic, a war game. A game that's coming out, it's a sequel to Arma 2, Arma 3. It looks really real. It's actually a simulator of war. It's not like a game, it's a simulator. And, like, if you get shot, you bleed, and you need to bandage yourself, and you can only carry a certain amount of weight. And if you, if you don't have a big enough backpack, you can't fit certain things, even if it's, like, under your weight capacity. And on top of that, it was made by the Army. It was made by the Army for the Army.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. You know, I've always been a fan of, like, their games because I've just loved, like, having, like, a life simmed. I had this one computer once. It came with a built-in game where you had a life simulator and you chose the path of life, like your kid, like, got a sickness and you only have this much money. What do you do in order to get that money, or do you just let your child try and get through the sickness? I've always been interested in that because it's just an element of, like, a way of life and how you would live your life if you were that person right there.
Yeah, I really like those kinds of games. And Arma 3 isn't out yet, but it's going to be out pretty soon, I believe. It's in early access, I think, on Steam, which is basically the PC gaming place.
If you game on PC, then you have to go to Steam. You're right. Steam is the place to go for PC.
I've actually, in the recent time, been starting to lean more towards PC. I mean, I have a good computer now that can run games like TF2, and it's really fun. I mean, like, you know how on, like, controllers for consoles, it's a bit tougher to aim because of the joystick, but when you have the mouse, you have that extra bit of accuracy that you don't really have on the consoles.
Yeah, I've always liked that about the computer. It's easier to aim because you aim quicker. It's faster. It's not as, you know, slow, and you have to wait for it to aim until you do it. Because sometimes when I'm playing Call of Duty, I'll rage because I aimed and I shot, but it didn't kill the dude because... Really, it didn't really aim on him yet, and it just showed me that it did, but it was shooting over here. So that's another thing about Call of Duty Ghosts, why I don't really like it as much, is because it's very glitchy.
Yeah. That's one up that PC gaming has to consoles.
Yeah. Do you want to know a video game developer that really irks me and really gets on my nerves? I mean, their storylines, their writers, they are so intelligent. Their storylines are so good. But the actual game is awful. I don't like it. Telltale Games makes the worst video games ever, in my opinion.
No, there's actually the worst video game company ever. I believe it was around the time of the video game crash of 1983 that this was created. I forget the exact name. It was some sort of, like, they were known for their, like, piece of crap NES games, and like, they just made so many games, and they were all giant pieces of crap. They made stuff like I believe they made the Jaws game.
Oh my gosh, I watched a video on that the other day, because I was watching a movie, and I looked up if there was a video game, and oh my gosh, why was that even created?
It was LJN that made it.
LJN, Why did they do that, LJN? LJN, if you are listening right now.
Why did they do anything? They were terrible.
Well, it was revolutionary in their time, probably. Everyone was like, whoa,
No, it was a piece
game.
Of crap. It was a piece of
crap even back then.
Us.
Even back then? That's hard to say, dude. If, like, saying, like, hey, I made one of the first video games ever from, like, the 80s. Whoa, what did they think of it? It looked like it was made in the 60s. Like, I totally agree with you on that. But Jaws, the game, it really appealed to me, just the name, and that's probably why they made money to make another video game.
Yeah,
the
they
name
did a lot
just
of
appeals
stuff
to me.
Like that. They did a lot of movies, I believe.
If you make a horror, why are you going to take the next step and make a movie? Who does that? If no one likes your game, who's going to like your movie?
Yeah.
Something else I'm going to say. Our main topic on this show is, of course, how these things affect your life. Of course, right? So,
yeah.
These things, video games affect my life in such a way that this is basically all I talk about with my friends. It's always video games. We don't talk about anything except video games and maybe technology. And I know more about video games than I probably know about myself. They're addicting. But it's also good, in a sense. Teachers and parents are always prying into you that when you play too much video games, that you're obsessed, it's bad, you need to find a hobby. But honestly, some of these games are so educational, and they give people a hobby that they want to go, and they want to go on YouTube, and they want to make videos, and they can make money from it. And it's just a great deal of education in our world, video games are. I mean, I probably wouldn't have any interest in anything if it weren't for video games. I mean, I probably have one interest, but if it weren't for video games, then I'd be bored out of my mind forever. I mean, I'd probably be thinking in my room writing stories.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say that video games changed my life. I wouldn't say that. They didn't change my life. They changed me as a person. Like, when I was 5, I was addicted to Pokemon and everything, like the movie and the cards.
Yeah.
And then I got introduced to my friend's house. He had a PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
And he was playing an MLB game, and I love baseball. Baseball is a very big passion of mine. And he was playing a video game, and it was MLB. I was like, whoa, what is that? I was like, that's so cool. He was like, it's my video games. I was like, awesome, and then I was truly just brought back. I got a PlayStation 2, and then 3 years later, I got an Xbox, and then 2 years later, I got a PlayStation 3, and now I've had my PlayStation 3 ever since. Love you.
Yeah. Do you have GTA 5 yet?
Yes, I... Oh my gosh. I loved GTA so much. I went back and I created more on my PlayStation so I could play the storyline again.
I created three different
accounts and I played the storyline 3 times because of how much I loved it. That game changed everything. The open world system that it has is much different than those maps. It's probably 3 times bigger than any map ever on a Grand Theft Auto system. In my understanding, they have more cars, more guns. Your guns are custom customizable now. Put silencers on them. I've always wanted the customizable guns in Grand Theft Auto, and they brought it. They brought customizable cars like they had in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, you can't beat that for the time that it came out. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was probably the game of the century when it first came out.
I recently played GTA 4. And I've got to say it's my favorite in the series so far.
Yeah, GTA 4, that was my favorite, but sadly, I had it for Xbox, and I played it every day of my life, and my Xbox got the Red Ring of Death. I had that Xbox for 2 years. I've had my Xbox for PlayStation for 5 years now. I haven't had one problem with the thing. So that's another thing Knock on wood. Please don't break PlayStation, because yeah, I know I've had it for 5 years, and I know it's starting to get about outdated. But I don't want it to break now, because I said that. I think that the Xbox is better than the PlayStation 3. I honestly do. But the PlayStation 3 is also better than the Xbox. I know that's kind of mind-boggling. Why would you say that? How is one thing better than the other, and that same thing is better than that thing? Well, I'm saying that the PlayStation is more durable. You can rely on it better. The online is free. But the games, you don't have as wide a selection as Xbox 360, which I don't like about PlayStation, but Xbox 360 takes the cake on gaming. But PlayStation 3 on reliability and durability, PlayStation 3 takes the cake.
Mm. Yeah, that's
speaking of which, why are we talking about old systems? Why are we talking about old systems? Let's talk about PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. If you had to get one right now, or if you do have one, which one do you have, and or which one would you get?
Is it free?
Is it free? I wish. My mom's like...
No, it's like if I had to get it, would it be free?
Like no, it would not
question.
Be free.
Then
no, it would not be free. It has to be worth your money. It had to be worth your money.
I mean, I would maybe get an Xbox One. I think I'll get a PS4 because it's a bit cheaper. But if it was free, I would definitely get an Xbox One because it's more pricey. However, you know, I'm more of an Xbox One guy, and you know, in my where I play all my video games, I don't have like any of those other things. I don't have like a DVD player or all that, and I would really enjoy that for like my where I play my games. I would like to just be able to stop playing a game and like just switch over to a movie,
watch
play
a movie,
stuff like that.
Yeah. So I've actually seen someone put a disc of a movie into their Xbox and have it play, but they bring their Xbox or had to take it to a shop or something and they did it like that. I don't know if it come up as an icon, like a DVD-ROM, like it does on PlayStation. But I think it's probably hacked. It's fine. But I think you a lot of you my Blu-ray movies. You can hook it up to your phone. You can do all this with the Xbox, but the PlayStation just has a wide variety of customization. That's what PlayStation takes the cake on. Xbox, they take the cake on gaming in general. Their online system is better. Their wide variety of games, better. Their graphics, better. So, but PlayStation 3, I've always loved it. It's always been a passion of mine. I've always loved PlayStation. And I'm not going to change. So I would honestly get the PlayStation 4 just because of the fact that I've always played PlayStation and not another game, ever.
Call or something? I keep getting a beep.
We actually do have a caller. John
okay.
Trelongski, 54. He's been on hold for quite a while.
All right.
So, here you go, yeah. John. You are on the line.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I wanted to say earlier you guys were talking about the video game crash in 1983, right?
Yeah.
You guys said that LJN caused that. That's actually not true. LJN, you guess it's Nintendo games, NES with 1983. The NES wasn't made till 1985.
I'm aware of that.
All right, well, you guys said that NES games caused the crash in 1983, so I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that. Also, with the Smash Brothers game, it's coming out for the Wii U. They haven't released like a release date for that yet, have they? Do you guys know?
No, they did not.
All right, and you guys know
they're
what
they haven't released it yet. It's supposed to come out around this time in the year, about maybe February or March or maybe even April. That's what I've read. It said the first quarter of 2014. Right. So I'm imagining now until April.
Nah, you guys know that actually like the Battletoads are like playable characters in that.
Yeah, I already
read it. Really?
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, like the Battletoads.
Oh,
what?
That seems interesting.
You guys know that game?
Of course I do.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Okay. So, yeah, I guess it, like, one of their, like, powers is, like, moot, you know, like, from the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually interesting.
Yeah,
I thought
is.
Jake
I
had some very valid points about the LGN thing, but and then you come on and you say that it actually wasn't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem like you know your stuff, so I want to take your word
about,
for it. Haha, Jake,
yeah,
you lost.
About video games. Yeah, I know a lot about my video games, but I'm taking it. You guys probably watched the Angry Video Game Nerd. Probably that's where you guys were learning about LGN and how bad their stuff was.
I do.
Yeah, the Angry Video Game Nerd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm collecting all that old stuff. Like I've got all that stuff.
Yeah, the only thing
I'm
thinking about the Angry Video Game Nerd is that he's always on my ads when I'm trying to watch a YouTube video. He's always there.
Yeah, but he's great, though. His stuff is great.
Yeah. He has great knowledge.
Yep, sure does.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for coming on and telling us about that. I was actually quite taught that. I thought it was actually LJN, but you said that it wasn't, so thank you very much for coming on. Maybe you can
sure
come on next week or later. Just if you have a topic you want to talk about, just keep coming on,
sir.
Thanks for calling.
All right, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, so that guy had some great stuff to talk about. Jake, you got proved wrong. So, haha, you lost. Well, you actually swayed my opinion, too, so I guess I lost, too.
Yeah, I can't believe this slipped my mind that NES didn't come out till 1985. I thought I knew all that. Ugh, I'm rusty with the NES stuff.
He definitely knew his stuff. He knew his stuff, definitely.
So
we're gonna cut to a
caller.
What?
I keep still getting those beeps. There's still the caller.
Nope, it's just me and you. How about we cut to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back. And this time we're gonna talk about some teen life, and we're gonna talk about chores. So be right back.
All right.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend or someone special this Halloween? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Blogger and radio personality Nick Wilkinson's new book, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, is now available on Amazon.com. The Ripple Effect explores life after the abuse ends and the long-term effects it can have. Available exclusively in Kindle for $1.99.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
It's time to feel the chill in the air, not just outside, but inside as well at the Springfield Ice Skating Rink. We offer lessons, ice rentals, parties, and we are also available for fundraisers. We're also open for public skating every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sundays from 2 to 3:30 p.m. That's the Springfield Ice Skating Rink, 400 West Sproul Road in Springfield, PA in Delaware County. Go to SpringfieldIceRink.com for more details.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads.
You know I'm
And before we continue, I want to give a huge shout to Carl's Cards and Collectibles at 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. You can contact them at either their website at www.carlscards.com or 610-789-4996. This is the best place for all your sports memorabilia needs. So I'm Jake. What's
Hello?
Up? We're going to talk about chores.
Nice.
We're going to talk about chores here. It's the thing that I despise most in my life. All right, so number one rule for having chores. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You best have respect, even though you don't want to do the chore, because disrespecting is only going to get you more chores, for one, and two, it's going to get you grounded. So there's really no use in disrespecting your parents. I let it slip once or twice. I'll say, why do I have to do this? I do the most around here, but I really don't. So you just got to have respect, and you have to do them the first time, because if you are told continuously, you're just going to get yelled at even more. Am I right? And also, you want to be thorough. Being thorough is key. If you don't do it right, what's the point of even doing it? Because then you're just going to have to do it again, and you take time away from going down and gaming or fiddling with your computer that you're trying to build.
Yeah.
And don't expect a reward. I said, well, I vacuumed and I cleaned the kitchen and all that stuff. And I was like, so can I get a PlayStation 4? Like, no, you vacuumed. Why do you need a PlayStation 4? Because you vacuumed. So you have to have respect, be thorough, don't expect a reward, and do them all at once. Don't do it out throughout the day, because then you're going to play video games for an hour and be like, oh, crap, I forgot to do this. You're going to have to do it. Just do it all at once, and then you'll be done for the day. You'll be showered. It'll be like 4 or 5 o'clock when you get home, and then like 5:30 after dinner. It'll be like 7. Your homework's done, because if you do it right after you get home, which is key, if you don't, please just do your homework when you get home, because in my school, if you don't do your homework when you get home, you will be up until legit 11:30 p.m. That's the same for your school, Jake, because I went to your school too. If you don't do it like as soon as possible, you're going to be up until 11:30.
Yeah. Do we have something in the queue?
We actually do. 267, and then your final three digits are 6617. You are on the line.
Hello, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello. Don't be shy.
Four digits are 6617. Okay, I guess 6617 does not want to be on broadcast anymore. So we're going to hang up with 6617, and we're going to continue with our show. So that's pretty much my to-do list, chores. What do you think about that, Jake?
I really don't think much of it. I mean, I do my chores. I get them done. Do it when I'm told to.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's basically key to do your chores when you're a kid and you're a teen. It's part of teen life. That's how it goes. You do what your parents tell you to do. Don't talk back, because honestly, my mom was raised as like old-fashioned as can be in my point of view, and now she raises me like that. And I have come to notice that the kids these days are so disrespectful to their parents. Me.
Yeah. I've met quite a few people that really are.
Like, dude, you are a I wouldn't get you a 5S either.
Yeah. I think we have something
to
do again.
I probably wouldn't even get you a 3GS.
The same guy?
This dude.
Maybe he just, try him again.
All right, so 6617, we are going to try you one more time. You are back on the line in 3, 2, 1. All right,
hello?
6617, you are on the line.
It's not working for him.
All right, I guess your signal's broken. You might want to call your company, because we really... Oh, his call has dropped. I guess he doesn't have good signal. So he is going to have to take our advice on this show and call his company, 6617, whatever your name is. I'm going to call you 6617, because that's how I know you. And call your company. Tell them that your phone's not working. Then try and call back, and we will talk to you. Have a nice time, 6617. All right. So anyway, I always do my chores first, but in that slim occasion that I don't, my mom will always yell at me because I didn't do it right away. I'm like, I always do my chores on time, and now you're yelling me after one time? Like, you can't be like that. I mean, as much as you want to, I let it slip. I got grounded for a couple days. You just can't do that. You got to respect your parents. You got to live through it. You can't say that this is your life. These are your rules. You have to have respect. Because I've come to find out that kids don't get respect. They don't get respect. They don't deserve respect. Don't deserve respect one bit. So anyway, I hate chores. Let's stop talking about it. Life hack of the day. Beep, 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 beep. Life hack of the day. Tell your parents to fill up on gas on the weekends. You know why? Because it's cheaper. Because no one gets their gas on the weekends. I don't know why. Because they always fill up a quarter of the tank on the week. That's why. I know it because my mom's boyfriend does it all the time. My mom yells at him because he doesn't just fill it up. And I agree.
Hey.
And, and you should tell your parents this. You know why? You know why you should tell your parents this, Jake? Because they know when you're on, like, the checkout line and in the store. You know that?
Yeah.
And you're just like, whoa. And they always have the candy right at the checkout line. And you're always like, hey, can I have the Skittles? No. But if you have the money now, instead of having to pay for gas the whole time, then, well, you can get those Skittles. You can get those Skittles, man. So just tell your parents to get gas on the weekends and fill her up.
You know what's up, Michael? You know what's up?
What's up? What's
gas
up?
Gas prices.
Sky? Gas prices?
Yeah.
Actually, up for me is a bunch of little kids running around that I absolutely despise because I don't like little kids. I don't like – I've grown out. I used to be a little kid trapped into a big boy's body, but I've grown out of it in these past years. And now I've grown up, and I'm like, whoa, you little kids are annoying, and I don't want to talk to you ever. Ever. I don't want to talk to these little kids.
Mm.
So, next sports. Let's talk that I like. We're going to go through it real quick. Lance Berkman retires from baseball. Finally. After going to, like, what is it, every team in baseball? And, of course, the Broncos and the Seahawks are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
who do you think is going to win?
Who do I
think
is going to win? I think the Seahawks are going to win two defense for offense any day of the week, ever. It's always going to be defense beating offense. I've never seen an occasion where a defensive team has absolutely by a team like the Broncos, and I don't think that's going to happen on Sunday. So I've actually been getting messages and tweets from our fans on Twitter. They're asking why we haven't picked the video game of the day in a while, and it's been Madden 25 since about around the Pro Bowl. Well, you just answered your question right there. Madden 25 has been the game of the day since that day because it's a very important 2 weeks in football. The Pro Bowl's been going on. The Super Bowl's about to happen. As soon as Super Bowl's over, we're going to pick another game of the day. That's going to be over. All right? So Madden 25 is going to be done forever after the Super Bowl. So don't worry, all you bros out there. Madden 25 has only been the game of the day on special occasion because the Super Bowl is so close. So anyway, there's this news. I read this today. I'm laughing my buttocks off because, just because I like to say Oslo. All right, so this is a Norwegian game developer, and they're in the Norwegian stock market, okay? So they're called Funcom, all right? Funcom has raided their offices today in allegations of shady bookkeeping. They're accused of sharing false financial information to the stock, so their stock prices have gone completely low, so they can get more money. And they were, you know, they were from the Oslo Stock Exchange. And I thought about that. Game developers. Why would you do that? Just stick to what your stock is worth. That's why I created the stock in the first place. Mark Zuckerberg, why would you do that? Facebook is not a financial company. I don't know why he would do that at all.
Yeah, speaking of, like, the internet and stuff, have you seen the petition for deporting Justin Bieber and revoking his green card?
Yes, I actually have seen that. But by law, he cannot be deported. Justin Bieber cannot be deported by law because his offense is not as criminal enough to be deportation. I think he has to, like, murder people, and he's probably deported.
Yeah.
Or he has to sell drugs. But he did drugs, and he's going to go to jail for it.
He did drugs.
He did drugs. He drunk-drived. Yeah. Is he in jail right now, or is he still in that Florida County jail?
I have no idea.
But I've read that he was supposed to do, I read that he's supposed to do 6 months in federal prison, and his license has been suspended for one total year.
Yeah.
So, I hate Justin Bieber. I always have. I always will.
Me too.
You know, One Direction, they're not really that, I mean, I don't hate them with a passion. There's no reason to hate them. I'm not saying that I like them. I'm just saying that there's no reason to hate them. They haven't done anything. They're all around good people. So no reason to hate one. And if these stinking girls love so much, then let them do it, because honestly, that actually brings something so up to my mind. This is news from like 2 weeks ago, but fangirling and like internet addiction has actually become a mental disorder. It's a mental addiction now.
Like toasted leg syndrome?
I think so. Yes. And it's now mental, so apparently every thinking kid in middle school has a mental disorder. So, thank you.
Yeah, a bit more on the internet. What do you think, like, do you think it's more of a good influence or a bad influence?
Okay, now that is a very good question. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's bad because the internet can take you anywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's that I'm not saying that it's bad. It's a great influence, the internet. There's so much knowledge from the internet. The internet can provide so much knowledge and help you through school, can help you through life. It tells you what to do, how to cope when you're through a loss. It's basically like a therapist, a doctor, a friend, a mother, a father. And the internet is everything. But it's also bad because the internet is deep, right? There are links and links and links and links and links. And once you go too far into those links, you're on websites that you don't want to be on. Like websites that will get you addicted, I mean. Like WikiLeaks. I stumbled upon watching the movie The Fifth Estate, and I wanted to see if WikiLeaks was still a website. And ever since, I've been checking WikiLeaks every day of my life. Every day I've been checking WikiLeaks. I don't know why. I have no interest in it. But I just have to see if anything leaked today. And I'll just randomly be like, hey, documents from Sudan got leaked today. Did you see that? And everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, WikiLeaks, though. And so the internet definitely has a influence on language, too. Language that you'll say on the internet, like bro and LOL. Like, I've caught myself saying OMG and LOL in actual sentences. So the internet is punching knowledge into the brain, but sometimes when you go on websites like Tumblr or Facebook or Twitter, or if you go on your mobile app like on Vine or Feed, you're going to see that language, and you're going to be on it so much, and you're going to text it, and then it's going to become embedded in your head. I've actually seen a paper that someone wrote that had OMG, LOL, BRB in it. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, that's odd. I've never seen that before. Someone actually use internet language in real life. But it's come to the point where it's not brain melting, but it's brain washing.
Mm.
You're seeing this stuff, you're seeing it so much that your brain is training you to accept it. And that is why people are talking like they're on the internet. They're using words they found on the internet, like swag. And it's just changing. And the internet is changing from something that I went on to go on Wikipedia to look at this thing because I forgot my notebook and I had to do homework, and I was like, oh, crap. So I just use Wikipedia. But now it's, I want to go on the internet every day so I can check my Facebook or my Twitter. I want to be on there all the time. I want to connect with people. But then again, once you get too connected, your grades start slipping because you're so worried about being on the internet that you rush your work done, and then you have nothing to do during the school day. I don't know why you even rush in the school day. You have nothing to do with the rest of your period. So you can get home real fast and go on the internet or play video games. So that's what I'm talking about with video games, the internet and such. It's a bad influence on the fact that it trains your brain to do things that people are not supposed to do. That's why I think that it's a bad influence, but it's a good influence at the same time because it gives you so much knowledge and so much input on life itself. That was a book right there.
Yeah. Another thing, another huge thing that is both good and bad about the internet is, you know, the fandom that took the world by storm, bronies, who are all freaking insane. And I'm kind of a brony. I'm going to say it right now. I'm kind of a complete brony. I have a lot of friends who are bronies, and a lot of them are actually, like, good people. But a lot of them are freaking weirdos. Like, they have tattoos.
Obsessed.
Of, like, yeah.
Of, like, Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean,
just
I like to show, but I'm not going to freaking give myself a tattoo. I'm not going to go to a convention and dress up in a freaking costume. I mean,
yeah,
I'll go to a freaking convention, but I won't dress up like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll watch an episode. Yeah, I'll, like, watch an episode on the Hub every once in a while, and I'll just be like, that's so stupid. Like, why is that there? And then I'll laugh at it, and then I'll get into it, and I'll be like, yo, and then I'll, like, get into it. So that's the problem with My Little Pony right there. I don't like it because of the fact that it's addicting, but when I watch it, I like it.
Yeah, I've seen every episode at least 3 times, because, I mean, at first I was like, wow, this is retarded, but,
Jake, that's really weird. Why would you do that with your life?
I just started watching it, and, like, I found myself, like, why am I still watching this? And later on, I was like, eh. And then even later on, I was like, this is the funniest crap ever. And basically, I just went on from there. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, really into, like, shows. The only shows I'll be into are, like, sitcoms on, like, ABC. Like, I'll get into that, but really, the only things I really do on, like, TV, I like the show on A&E. It's called Don't Trust Andrew Maine. Love that show. I thought it was so cool how he always does that and stuff. Because, like, makes cars disappear and, like, appear on phone wires. And I'm just like, whoa, how'd he do that? I was watching that the whole time. But then you remember, being as techie as I am, oh, just simple camera editing. Simple.
Yeah.
But it's still a good show to watch how they came up with that idea to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really just like I'll watch the news and I'll watch sitcoms and I'll watch like SportsCenter. Yeah, I'm really into SportsCenter and stuff, but I've been playing Grand Theft Auto a lot lately. I kind of like shied away from it. And then I missed it so much because I kept on seeing people playing it, like Pro Syndicate,
yeah.
A.K.A. my hero. I love Pro Syndicate. He's the best. The best. TrueTriz, I like. He plays Minecraft. Those are my really top two YouTubers right there. They both play Minecraft, but Pro Syndicate is definitely the best. I mean, PewDiePie, he's good, but everyone knows who PewDiePie is, and it's time to get away from him.
Yeah, I mean, I've managed somehow a few weekends ago to play 24 hours of Grand Theft Auto 4 in a weekend, 2 days. I don't know how that was possible, but I did it. And
wow.
How bad did
your eyes hurt?
They didn't. I'm immune now. You know this, Michael.
You're
immune. This is me
you're
we're talking
immune to
about.
The Grand Theft Auto 4 eye syndrome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of that. Another thing I wanted to go, I'm just going to totally dip topic. It's and internet obsessions and how to prevent them and how to get the right obsessions.
Yeah. I don't think there really is a right obsession, however. Obsession usually pertains to things that influenced your health in a negative manner.
You're absolutely right.
So I think
so,
what you mean by good obsessions would more be like hobbies.
Yeah, hobbies. Like maybe you'll like a store and you'll like go to that gaming website and you'll like go to GameStop.com and just like look at new games coming out. But anyway, I just want to talk about my favorite stuff right now. Let's talk about our favorite stuff, like our favorite game, our favorite software, our favorite system. What is your game of the year right now of 2013/14, even though 2014 is only a month in? But what's your game of the year that, even if it's like from 2 years ago or like 9 years ago, it can be from any time, what is your game of the year that you've been playing most and you've loved and you've had a passion for forever? What is that game
this year? This year, Battlefield 4, definitely.
Battlefield 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that game would be the Grand Theft Auto series. I can't pick one game because recently downloaded San Andreas because I've played it before when it kind of first came out. Not when it first came out because I was too young.
I just got a 3 for myself.
That whole series. I have to say, hands down, that whole series is my game of the decade. Honestly, it's not even my game of the year, it's my game of the decade. I mean, I'm honestly, if, like, at the end of the year, I'll probably pick Watch Dogs as my game of the year, probably because I'm anticipating it so much, but after it's finally done, I'm probably going to be like, it was nice. I always do that. I anticipate a game, I play it for 2 weeks, and I'm done for like a month. And then I'll play it for like 9 months. That's how I am. So
yeah,
I have to say hands down the Grand Theft Auto series.
Yeah, I've been playing so much Battlefield 4. I really do enjoy that game very much so. I mean, I think it's way better than Call of Duty Ghosts.
I know, but the thing is with Battlefield 4, I can't trust it because EA, their gaming is so laggy. Their online is so laggy. Like, have you played SimCity yet? My SimCity? You can't find a server that works until like 9 hours later. It's all about servers. Like, you can't find one. It's so stinking horrible. I've never had success with an EA server, ever. In less than an hour, is what I'm saying. I've never had success with an EA server in less than an hour.
Yeah, but
except for a Nexus
game. But with Battlefield 4, I haven't had any lag problems yet.
Well, that's nice. Lag sucks. It really does. So, before we get too heated, because I'm mad just because I mentioned EA servers, we're going to take another commercial break, and then we're going to be right back right after that. So,
right.
This is Broadcast. We'll be right back after this commercial break, and keep on listening, because we are not leaving yet.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast. Did you hear this?
EA Sports has cut ties with the famed golfer for their upcoming golf video game, Tiger Woods PGA Tour. He is in the danger zone.
Do you just want to leave it on, Rich?
Maybe. But yeah, you're right. Tiger Woods, unfortunately, he finds himself in the zone of danger.
The zone of danger. You're just having far too much fun.
Do you want me to go back into the danger zone? I will.
No.
All right.
Let's stay out of the danger zone. I want to be in the safe zone. No?
No.
Doesn't have the same ring?
No. That has no ring.
No ring?
That has no ring. Danger zone or nothing at all. How dare you, Mike? Yeah!
What about, like, the in-between, like, the precarious zone? What about the slightly cautious zone?
No!
It's just the danger zone?
That's it!
Okay. Well, you know...
Sorry, I love Top Gun.
No, really? I couldn't tell. Just played Danger Zone 7 times.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Please join the Millbourne Fire Company at their annual fundraising event. All money and contributions are tax deductible. The event is going to be held on Saturday, March 8, 2014, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Liberty Bowling Center, formerly Garris, at 6505 Market Street in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Your purchase of a ticket includes food, beer, bowling shoe rental, and door prizes. You must be over 21 to consume alcohol. We also have an ad book and are asking for sponsors. So if you'd like to advertise for your business or just want to buy a page in a book to write us a message, this is a great way to do it. For tickets or more information, please contact Sandy Archie at 610-441-3968 or email her at sandy1027@comcast.net. Please mention this ad when you contact Sandy. The Millbourne Fire Company is an all-volunteer company and relies on funds from the community to operate.
This is Bay Ragney of Chili Driven Radio and Entertainment for Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Are you looking to buy a new car or replace your current vehicle? Or are you looking for a dealership that's just going to give you the exceptional service you deserve? You've come to the right place. Vidian. That's right, Vidian has been serving the Delaware Valley with new and used Chrysler, Jeeps, and Dodge cars since 1954. That's 60 years of service. With such customers as Philadelphia Eagles' Jason Kelce, Sixers coach Brett Brown, plus former Eagle and the Jeep genie himself, Hollis Thomas, Vidian's also partnered and provides the official vehicles for the Cole Hamels Foundation. Not only all that, but I myself, Bay Ragney, am a customer as well. I just purchased last week a 2014 Dodge Charger RT from Vidian. Vidian also works very close with all the first responders, police, fire, EMT, and all branches of the military. Vidian has a huge selection of new inventory and close to 100 pre-owned vehicles in stock to choose from. Vidian is totally driven to earn your business and give you the best deals on your car purchase. So go to Vidian.com to see their inventory or any information on all the sales they offer. Plus, you can just stop into their showroom at 4951 Westchester Pike in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Remember, if you want to get driven and stay driven, do it with Vidian.
Welcome back. This is the Brocast in the last 15 minutes of the show. How are you, Mike?
Good. We actually have a live caller. Why don't we take him in for about 5 minutes, or her. Could be him or her.
All right.
We'll take them in real quick for about 5 minutes, then we'll take 10 minutes, and we'll just talk about whatever we want. So, live caller with the last four digits of 9023, you are on Brocast.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. So I heard earlier you guys were talking about games that change your life.
Yeah.
Okay. That guy was actually pretty funny, but we had to let him go.
I have a feeling you're about to mention Ricochet too.
That guy was actually funny, but we had to let him go because he wasn't being nice. That could have been
why. Well, you should have given him a chance.
He was up like this, Jake. Can we accept callers that talk like this, Jake?
Looks like he was about to mess with us, so it was time for him to go. I don't like to be that guy, though. I had to cut the people off and stop messing with us. You're not cool, man. Bro. I feel like it's like the principle that no one likes. That always sends people to detention. So, do you have anything that you would like to talk about, Jake? Like, specifically that you would like to talk about that you've been anticipating calling all about?
I mean, I've been, recently, I've been, playing a lot of old games. I mean, I love old games so much, and that's really weird of me. But I've been playing so much, like, SimCity 2000 and, like, Grand Theft Auto 3. Like, those are pretty darn old games. I want to know what, like, compels me to play those old games. Because most people, like, don't like old games. But I enjoy them very much so.
I've been trying to figure out, like, what compels me to, like, play games and such. And I've kind of been thinking, I really like to have the feeling of being in control of something, like something, it goes my way, whatever I do. Like in SimCity, I can do whatever I want. Like if I want to build a city that's polluted with nothing but nuclear waste, I can do that. Like, but I play a lot of like first person shooters where a lot of the stuff is kind of out of your control. And that's one of the things that makes me kind of second guess that. But I like that feeling of being in control. I like those games where, like, you build stuff, which used to compel me to Minecraft. I could do whatever I want, whenever I want. I mean, I've been playing Minecraft so much, though I've kind of lost interest in it. I mean, I don't really like to play it that much anymore because, I mean, God, I played that game so much. I remember when I got it was the greatest thing ever.
I actually remember your Minecraft craze. It lasted for about, like, 6 months, and you were done. You were just like, eh.
Yeah, I was kind of done. I mean, I no-lifed that game for so long. And, I mean, I play a lot of action games, too, which in action games, you almost have a sense of realism, which you were talking about earlier. Like, you are that person, and you control what they do. And I think maybe that's another thing. You like being in control, and you're in control of this person's life. Like, I'm really thinking I'm into that sort of thing. Like, I want to be in control. I know that other people that I play games with, they like it for the sense of, like, they like not being in control, and they like being presented with a challenge and having to fix whatever problem that has been caused. Like in SimCity 2000, as I was stating earlier, you have scenario missions, such as in Hollywood, a movie set gets struck by lightning, and one of the alien ships comes to life and destroys Hollywood. You need to build it all over again. Hollywood is in your hands. And that's the kind of stuff that they like. But I like being presented with a vast open world that you can do anything you want.
All right, so Jake, as soon as you started talking, and as soon as you started saying old games and stuff like that, we actually have a caller on the line.
Okay.
So maybe you can talk with this guest about what you were talking about, because as soon as you started talking, they were on the line. So the last four digits are 0460, and caller, you are on the line.
Hello?
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 Hi, Mikey. Hi, Jake.
Hello, Christy.
This is your mother.
All right,
so,
watch call.
Listen. You don't know anything about old games. I had the first Nintendo on my block. I know, Jake. You would probably kill me. I have a confession to make, guys. Mikey knows my deep, dark secret, but you don't, Jake, and I'm going to admit it to all of your listeners. I have never beat original Super Mario Brothers.
Really?
I have never gotten past World 8-2 ever. And I've had games since I was about 8 years old. And I'm 35.
I actually have a friend of it's actually my mother's friend. She's big on video games. She came home every day and just played Super Mario Brothers for months and months. Right when she got home every day, and it took her so long. But when she finally did it, she had like that extra quest you get at the end of the game, and she was so excited that she beat it. And then she realized it was all the game, except like is the same exact game, except everything was changed to like the Beatles. Like she was like so disappointed. She thought she like went on to like the next difficulty or like the next world, but
that just left her with a sour taste in her mouth about Mario, because it was just the same exact thing. So you really didn't miss much.
I miss my original Sega. I wish I still had original Sega. I loved Sonic the Hedgehog on my regular Sega. And when Sega came out, I kind of like pushed my Nintendo to the side, and all I wanted to do was play Sega. But then Nintendo 64 came out, and then I hated Sega again. And Nintendo 64 Road Rash was my favorite game. And me and my brothers used to beat the crap out of each other to get the controller. Have you ever played Road Rash?
Of course I have.
Okay, good. Say, Jake, I know I could talk to you about these things. Mikey doesn't appreciate an old school game. I tried to get him to play River City Ransom with me once, and he laughed at me. What you know about Dragon Feet? Dragon Feet, dude. See, Mikey, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm adopting Jake. I'm giving you up. All right, boys. I just wanted to say hello.
All right.
Because
nice
I'm the mom, and that's what I do. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you, Mike.
All right. So that's everyone. I'm just going to admit it. That was my mom. And she called to talk about her experience as a child with video games. With
yeah.
8-bit video games.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation.
That was interesting, but she knew what she was talking about, which surprised
me.
Yeah,
she did.
She knew about the game. And she's a liar. I actually found River City Ransom on the Wii Store. And I'm the one who said, hey, did you ever play this game? It looks like an old game. And she said, oh, my gosh, Dragon Feet. So I actually found it because I was looking for a game on the Wii. I was actually looking for the original Super Mario Bros. And I saw it. And I asked her, and she said that she knew about it. And we downloaded it.
Hmm.
So ha. Ha, Mom. Child wins. So let's briefly go on what we covered about this show, because we only have a little bit of time left. This show, we basically talk about the good and bad influences of the internet, video games, and pretty much everything that kids are into these days. Jake talked about some old video games and how he likes more of the cartoon games than the realistic games, because it's more of a boom and a bomb than old games. And we pretty much talked about things we enjoyed and just random news in the world in the video games, like when Funcom was raided because they can't keep a book. So let's do a shout-out, Jake. Who do you want to shout-out to?
I want to shout-out to our previous caller, not your mother, the guy with the crazy voice. You know who you are. And through you for trying to make me laugh this entire thing by messaging me on Skype. I mean, God. If you'd noticed, Mike, I was laughing. I was suppressing it as hard as I possibly could. But this guy, he's one of my best friends. I love him to death.
Who is he?
But, I mean, his name is David.
His name? David.
Thanks a lot.
David.
Thanks a lot, David.
David who? David who?
I shouldn't say his last name. Because then wail on him on the streets. I'll wail on him tomorrow in school. I'll probably chop his head off. But thank you a lot, you son of a gun, for making me laugh this entire...
Well,
did you notice me laughing randomly?
Yeah, I did.
That was him.
Well, tell him that next week, if he wants, he can come on as our special guest, and he can talk about stuff with... as our special guest, just because of how funny he was. I usually don't want to take friends on here because it's not really a special guest. No one really knows them, but he deserved it with his funniness.
Yeah. Yeah, that was quite a feat.
I also
shout out to
special people. I promise to shout out to my my family, Andrew and Amy, Braden and William. Shout out to you. Thanks for listening this whole time. I told Nanny that I've shout you out, and here it is. So, any more shout-outs, Jake?
Yes. If my sister is still listening, which she may or may not be, I hope you're having a great time in college. I miss you. And if you're still listening, thank you for listening and contributing. Thanks.
Yep. So once again, I want to give a shout-out to Carl's Cards and Collectibles, the best place for your sports memorabilia needs. I've always loved sports memorabilia. It's always been a passion. I've actually have some people may know this if you're listening, but we're mainly like video game technology. But the show, a little bit of sports here and there because we love I love sports. And I have a Harold Carmichael, wide receiver of the Eagles. I have his jersey signed in my closet in a trash bag waiting to be framed. So I am a big fan. This pretty much wraps up our show. I think we had a good show, Jake.
Yeah, I think we did terrific for our first time.
Yep.
Especially me, I was suppressing laughter the entire freaking time, David.
All right. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, at BroCastShow.
Yeah.
And we'll see you there. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.